Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox, and coming up on today's show, football is finally here, almost. We'll preview Thursday night's opener between the Bills and the Rams. And speaking of the Bills, is it finally Buffalo's year? Bettors seem to think so, or at least hope so at the very least. Plus, it's time for Ride, Pass, or Fade, where we look at some of the most popular week one bets at Caesars and tell you how we'd play them. But first, let's welcome in the guy that bets bigger than anybody else, Kenny Bets Big. How's it going?
I don't know about that. Hopefully one day I'll be betting the biggest, but I'm doing well. How are you doing, Katie?
I'm doing well. Edith, my dog, is feeling a little bit under the weather today, right after she turned 13. Oh, so I'm going to go to the vet right after this. But other than that, I'm so excited. The football is finally back. My Niners play week one. I'm excited. Are you?
Well, if you're watching at home, keep Edith in your prayers because Edith might be the only person Katie likes more than Jimmy Garoppolo. So.
That is very true. That is very, very true. All right, let's kick things off here with the Mox Thought. So check this out. At Caesars, bettors love the Bills. And we told you this one before. They have more bets to finish with exactly 17 wins than the rest of the NFL combined. 10 times that combined the number to be exact. The Bills at plus 600 right now have received over twice as much money to win the Super Bowl than any other team. They've received more than four times as much money to win the Super Bowl than 22 other teams and 10 times as much money to win than 12 teams. Say that 15 times twice. It's a lot. Okay. So is it finally the Bills' year? I'm going to say yes. I don't know that I would exactly take, I took them earlier. Right now it's at plus 600 on Caesars. Some books have that bet all the way down to like plus 375. So you're not getting as much value now because the public is so heavy on it. But if we look at them last year, they lost 42-36 in overtime versus the Chiefs in the AFC divisional round last season. Josh Allen, absolute stud. He had the highest passer rating in a single postseason in NFL history, beating out Joe Montana and Bart Starr. Passing rating of 149.0. They beefed up their roster. They added Von Miller, Jamison Crowder. They got Devin Singletary, a running back. He's a stud. Stephon Diggs, wide receiver number one. He's a stud. He had the most receptions in his first two seasons than any other franchise. And you got Gabriel Davis, who actually was pretty good last season as well. The Bills defense, they ranked first in pretty much everything last year. PPG, YPG, yards per play, third down, you name it. And they added Von Miller. And maybe you think this doesn't impact the Bills that much because they led the NFL in scoring defense, in total defense last season, and their pass rush was second in pressure rate. But the Bills were 0-6 in games decided by one possession last year, including the playoffs. Their pass rush struggled in big games and critical moments, and Von Miller is going to help that. So yes, I am high on the Bills. Kenny, how do you feel about the Bills this year?
Well, week one, I love the Rams. How do you not like the Rams here, right? Just looking at like some trends for the reigning Super Bowl champ. Week one, Thursday opener, 12-6-3 against the spread. Reigning Super Bowl champs, 14-7-1 against the spread in week one. Sean McVay, offensive genius. I think he's going to have a brilliant game plan dialed up here. And one of the moves that is a lot of people are overlooking this offseason is the Rams getting Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson has been held in prison in the Chicago Bears for the last few seasons. Hasn't been getting any love.
And free my now man.
Yeah, right. He's finally free. And he finds himself in a great situation with the Rams offense, Sean McVay, Matt Stafford. So to have Allen Robinson as your number two option behind Cooper Kupp, huge, huge upgrade from last year, right? I mean, maybe not from Odell Beckham since they acquired him, but Allen Robinson going to be a huge piece for that Rams offense. And one of the problems the Bills had last year, and I know getting Von Miller could help fix that, but they couldn't stop the run. You know, one of the worst run defenses in the league. Now, Rams, healthy Cam Akers in that offense with Sean McVay. I think Cam Akers is poised to have a big game. I like the Rams on the money line and +2.5. If you can find a +3 somewhere, I love that as well.
All right. So you beat me to the punch. I was going to talk about this in Capper's Corner, but I like where your head's at here. We're going to talk about this Thursday night game, spread 2.5 favoring the Bills. And like you said, the defending champions win those first games a lot. So it's interesting that they're the home dogs. It's actually just the second time in the last 20 seasons in the NFL opening night that is featuring a defending Super Bowl champion versus a Super Bowl favorite. Last time was in 2013 with the Broncos when they beat the Ravens. Shout out to our boss, Peyton Manning, for that win. And like you said, defending Super Bowl champions, they are 19-3 in week one since 2000. They've won the last four straight. Last loss was your Patriots versus the Chiefs in 2017. I'm going to go with the Bills on this one. Obviously, I'm very, very high on the Bills. Josh Allen, if you look at him against the spread, 19-8-2 against the spread, 70% on the road in his career, the third best by any starting quarterback since 2000. Rams, like you said, 5-0 straight up and against the spread in week one. Sean McVay just happens to win week one. That's what he does. But Sean McDermott, 3-0 in career versus Sean McVay as a head coach, offensive coordinator, or defensive coordinator. So I'm going to go with the Bills on this one. All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. See, it's not just about the daily promos, odd boosts, or the hundreds of ways to wager. It's about the immortal words of Caesar himself. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Every bet you place on the app, no matter the outcome, earns towards exclusive perks at Caesars Rewards destinations everywhere. Hotel stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app, become a Caesars Rewards member today, and get more with every wager. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. Lions, Tigers, and tailgates. Oh my, the college football season is always a great time of year. Besides the jerseys, the face paint, and the foam fingers, there's the food. And nothing gets you more fired up for game day than Eckrich Smoked Sausage. They're naturally hardwood smoked and have the perfect blend of spices. From buffalo sausage dip to sausage chili mac and cheese, Eckrich Smoked Sausage is a quick way to bring flavor to all your tailgate meals. Visit Eckrich.com for easy, one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckrich, you do you. Football season is here, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great NFL ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See vividseats.com/rewards for terms and conditions. All right, let's look at some props for this game, Kenny. Bills versus the Rams. First scoring play, Bills touchdown plus 155. That's the favorite. Then you got the Rams touchdown plus 195. Either team to make a field goal is at plus 390. And then either team to get a safety at plus 4,500. What do you like for this?
I mean, just based on the value, why is the field goal so, why is that so high? I would think the field goal is the most likely outcome. Yes. So at plus 390, I would have to go field goal there.
I'm going to go field goal as well. And I know we're kind of on opposite sides of this. Could it be Bills? Could it be Rams? That depends on the coin toss, right? So whoever gets the ball first likely is going to have the first drive and then potentially get the first field goal. So I'm on that with you. If I had to choose, I guess I'll just go Rams on this one. But yeah, we're going to agree on field goal. Okay, let's talk about the first touchdown score, Cooper Kupp. You know, that's no big surprise here. Matthew Stafford's favorite target is at plus 550. Devin Singletary at plus 750. Cam Akers plus 800. Then we go down to Stephon Diggs plus 850. Goes down the roster. And then you got the quarterbacks. Josh Allen plus 900. Stafford plus 3,000. Who do you like?
So I'm going to go Cam Akers at plus 800. I touched on it earlier about the Bills' run defense. Unproven last year. We don't know what to expect from it this year. And Cam Akers coming back from that huge injury last year. We saw him in the playoffs. He didn't get off to a great start, but he was facing some pretty good run defenses in that playoff run that the Rams had. So I think, you know, now he's had the offseason to heal, you know, train more. I think Cam Akers is due for a big year. So I'm going to go Cam Akers plus 800 for the first touchdown.
I'm going to agree with you on this one and going running back. I'm taking Devin Singletary. He had the most touchdowns, 9, and fantasy points among running backs through week 15 into the divisional rounds. So we did get better, more scores towards the end of the season. Rams defense last season, they ranked 21st in yards per attempt and also yards per rush. Their fits are a little bit better, but I do think that this Rams defense has gotten a little bit weaker with no Von Miller. So I'm going to take Devin Singletary there. All right, let's see the first outcome for the Bills on their first drive. Punt plus 105, touchdown plus 220, field goal attempt plus 390. We talked about that, and a turnover at plus 575. What do you think?
you got to go field goal. I think the Bills offense, obviously we know it's very high powered. So I think they'll be able to at least drive down the field first, you know, first drive. I think they'll have a good game plan to open the game up. So I assume they'll be able to at least drive down the field. Whether a touchdown happens, I don't know. And with the value plus, what did you say it was for the
390? Touchdown is plus 220 and field goal plus 390.
Yeah, plus 390. I love that. Honestly, it's a nice bet.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the field goal on this one. I've already thought that maybe, you know, the Bills win the coin toss and they go to defer and the Rams are going to get the very first drive and they get a field goal. So I'm just going to go touchdown on this one for the Bills, very high on them to win this game. All right, let's talk about the outcome.
You think the Bills win this coin toss? Not last year, right?
I hope they get a better toss on this one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it would be terrible to end the season on a coin toss and then not get the coin toss in the next your first game. So we'll see. But let's talk about the Rams outcome in the first drive. A punt minus 107, touchdown plus 260, field goal plus 400. Interesting, a little higher odds here, and the turnover plus 550.
Gotta go field goal plus 400. I think, you know, and here's the thing. Obviously, these prop bets are total gambles.
Yeah.
And there's not much handicapping you can really do to predict the outcome. But if you take both teams to kick a field goal, their first drive, plus 390 and plus 400. If one team kicks a field goal, you're up a nice amount of money to start the game. So yeah, plus 400. I like the field goal odds there. You know, how many times do we see teams, they march down the field, they get stifled in the red zone, and then they settle for three. So give me the field goal all day.
I'm going to go turnover on this one, plus 515. If you've known me for a while, which Kenny, you do, I love to fade Matt Stafford when it comes to turnovers, and especially with some picks there. So obviously we know he's top three in the NFL in passing yards with 4,886, but he's also the top when it comes to interceptions. He tied with Trevor Lawrence last year with 17 interceptions. We also know that Matt Stafford is absolutely elite against the blitz. When you don't blitz him, he has trouble. The Bills defense can win without blitzing. In week 5 of last season, the Bills faced Mahomes 63 dropbacks, and they did not blitz him once, not one time. It was one of Mahomes' least efficient outings. Matt Stafford, 2021 passer rating, including the postseason, win blitz, 134.4, and when not blitz, 95.7. So I just love to do it. I love to fade Matt Stafford here, so I'm going to go with an interception, plus 550. Turnover.
Just a hater. Big Rams hater over there.
I am a card-carrying member of the Rams Hater Club. Look at the shirt that I'm wearing. Okay, so let's think about the team to score the most touchdowns. The Bills, minus 155. They're obviously the favorite here. Rams, plus 130. I feel like you're going to go Rams on this one, Kenny.
Yes, the Rams. I think the Rams win the game, so obviously I'm hoping that they score more touchdowns. That's kind of what you need to do to win the game in the NFL. And you have Sean McVay. I talk about this ad nauseum. He is hands down the best offensive coach in the NFL. It's not even close. So when you give a guy like that, a quarterback like Matt Stafford, we saw what they did last year. And now he's got Cooper Kupp and he's got Allen Robinson, you know, weapons all over the field. I think that Rams offense is going to have a huge year again. So yeah, give me the Rams to score more touchdowns. I think people are expecting the Bills offense to just kind of pick up where they left off last year, but they lose their offensive coordinator. You know, is there going to be any fall off from them? So we shall see.
We shall see. I've got more question marks for the Rams here. I know that Matt Stafford said that, you know, there's nothing wrong with his shoulder, yet they kept him out for all of preseason. So I'm kind of curious to see how that is. But I think the Bills are going to win this game. So obviously, I'm going to take them to have the most touchdowns. 155, don't love it with the odds. But of course, I think the Bills are going to win.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, it's time for Ride, Pass, and Fade. We're going to take a look at some of the most popular week one bets at Caesars and let you know how we will be playing them. So here are the top five bets at Caesars for tickets and handle. The most tickets, Ravens, moneyline, -335. Then you got the Colts, moneyline, -345. My 49ers, moneyline, -320. The Bengals, the Broncos, those are both -278. The most handle, the Bills, are -135. The Broncos spread -6.5, the Bills spread -2.5, the Dolphins spread -3.5, and the Rams money line at +115. So ride, pass, or fade money line on the Ravens. This is -335 versus the Jets. Jets are +260. Are you riding or fading the Ravens to win this game, Kenny?
Well, I'm definitely not fading the Ravens. The -335 is steep.
Yes.
But I will say this. If there was ever a time you're going to lay the juice, this is the time. Week one, Ravens, Harbaugh, you know, when he's got extra time to prepare, the Ravens are almost unstoppable. Lamar Jackson coming back from injury with a lot to prove. I'm very high on the Lamar Jackson train this year. I think the Ravens win this game by an absolute landslide.
Yeah.
I don't love laying the 330. I would take the spread and feel pretty good about it, especially no Zach Wilson. So, yeah, give me the Ravens.
I agree with you 150%. This is a mortal lock, I believe, is what you said. But the 330 is a little bit steep, so I like them to cover by the touchdown. The Jets are actually looking to avoid becoming the first team in NFL history to start 0-3 for four seasons in a row. They had the worst against the spread record in the NFL last season, actually since 2018. They're 24-40-1. They're also 1-11 against the spread in September. Joe Flacco has lost seven straight starts dating back to 2019 with the Broncos. The Ravens on the other side, they are 9-2 all time versus the Jets. They've won 9 of their past 10. This is a no-brainer. I think you should take them on the spread. But like you said, if you feel like laying the juice, this is the time to lay the juice.
Yeah, the Ravens money line is it's a nice parlay piece too, right? Like if you need something that is a no-brainer, it's not losing, throw the Ravens money line in as an extra leg. The Jets, just poverty franchise.
Next up, the 49ers versus the Bears. Niners are the favorite here, -320 on the money line. Bears, +250. Are you ride, pass, or fading on my 49ers?
I'm going to fade. On the money line, maybe not so much, but the spread, I do like the Bears spread. I think everyone is writing that team off, and rightfully so. They haven't looked great, but in the last preseason game, Justin Fields, he actually looked pretty good. So, you know, if the Bears O-line can contain that 49ers front, I think Justin Fields has a chance to at least keep this game competitive and close. So I'm going to stay away, especially Trey Lance's first start this year. So I'll sit back and watch what happens.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to fade the 49ers. That's just not something that will ever come out of my mouth. But, you know, seven is a lot. A whole touchdown is a lot for this rookie quarterback. The Niners are 18-7 on the road since 2019. That's the third best in the NFL in that span. They're 11-13 at home. So they actually do a little bit better on the road. They also led the NFL last year in yards per play. Yak. I mean, obviously, we know the 49ers are all about those yak yards. I still think they're going to run the ball a lot. I don't know how much Trey Lance is going to, you know, what the ceiling is for Trey Lance in this game, how often they're going to let him throw. But we do know that the 49ers can run the ball and they can run down the Bears' throat. So I'm going to take them to win this game because there's just no way that I'm going to pass on the 49ers. The Bears also worst against the spread, 18-31 since 2019. And they've lost 7 of their last 8 openers. So, you know, just trend-wise, it doesn't look good for the Bears.
No, it doesn't look good at all.
Okay, let's talk Bengals money line. They're -278 versus the Steelers. Steelers +225. Ride, pass, or fade on Joe Burr on the money line against the Steelers in week one.
I'm going to fade. I think there's a pretty strong chance the Steelers actually win this game outright. I think a lot of people forget how good that defense is. Mike Tomlin, amazing head coach. The Steelers cover at an incredible clip as an underdog under him. And the loser of the Super Bowl is 4-18 against the spread since 2000. So give me the Steelers on the spread and on the money line.
I'm going to pass on this one. As much as I love Joe Burrow, and I definitely believe in the Bengals this year, you just said it. I think that the Steelers' offense is a little bit more impressive than people thought they were going to be coming into this season. It's actually looked pretty decent, and that defense is crazy. You got TJ Watt on that side. Even though they have beefed up the O-line for Joe Burrow, you never want TJ Watt coming at you for your very first game. That guy's an absolute beast. So I'm going to pass on this one for the Bengals on the money line. However, I do think that they could potentially get this win, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers won outright, like you said. Okay, let's talk Colts money line minus 345 versus the Texans. Texans are plus 270 to win outright. Are you riding, passing, or fading on the Colts to beat the Texans? I mean, come on.
It's going to be a pass for me. The money line, a little high for the Colts. And I know the Colts were what they did last year, but we saw how their season ended. You know, they're the Colts.
No Carson Wentz this year. Yeah. That was Carson Wentz. I feel like Carson Wentz killed that game.
Yeah, but now they have old Matt Ryan, right? I know it's a step up, but we don't know what to expect from him. We saw him in Atlanta last year. He looked mediocre. He looked all right. And, you know, the Colts, they have Jonathan Taylor. I don't think the Texans will win this game. But again, that minus 300, especially in the NFL, when you start getting into those price ranges, they're sketchy because we see any given Sunday, anything can happen. You know, the Texans division opponent, maybe they come out and win this one. I don't know. So I'm going to stay away and see what the Colts do with Matt Ryan.
I'm going to ride on this one. I feel like it's another mortal lock like the Ravens versus the Jets. The Texans are going to be absolutely terrible this year, and I have high hopes for the Colts. I agree with everything that you said in terms of the Colts or the Colts ever since Peyton Manning left. However, that was a Carson Wentz situation. I do think that Matt Ryan is going to be better. I love Jonathan Taylor. I think they're going to win this game. I wouldn't lay the juice, but I would throw this into a parlay because I definitely feel like there's no way that the Texans can win this game. Although, you know, stranger things have happened, I guess.
But looking back to last year, final week of the season, everyone said there's no way the Colts lose to the Jaguars to get into the playoffs. And the unthinkable happened. I mean, you know, I know it was
Carson Wentz. And I guess to that point, Matt Ryan did blow the craziest lead in a Super Bowl ever. So maybe they're in the same tree there when it comes to screwing up big games. But the Texans are just, I just don't think they have it this year at all. But let's move on to the Russell Wilson revenge game. Broncos Nation, let's ride. I mean, I will say that till the end of time. Anytime I talk about the Broncos now, just be prepared for Broncos Nation, let's ride. Broncos 6.5 favorites versus the Seahawks. It's going to be Russell's first time versus the 12th man. Do you think he covers this spread?
This is a tough one because this seems like the perfect spot of fading the public. Everyone seems super high on the Broncos this year. You have Russell Wilson going back to take on his former team, you know, who's apparently starting Geno Smith. So, you know, never a good recipe if your offense is starting Geno Smith at quarterback. But, you know, if you're in the know, Future just recently dropped a song where he alluded to that him and Ciara are still in talks and, you know, hanging out and doing stuff.
Oh, come on.
Hey, it's Future. You never know. He's, you know, he's a city boy. But so with that, like as a human, we're human beings. Like I know sometimes we put these athletes on pedestals and we forget that they are human beings. That has to get into any guy's head. The fact that there's a chance your female is talking to another man. So I'm going to look at this. I'm going to fade the public. This is a perfect spot to take on a team that's coming out for revenge. And I'm going to take the Seahawks on the spread. I would prefer a plus 7 to keep the game within 7. So yeah, give me the Seahawks here.
Well, first, let me address what you said about Future. There is just no way that that's true. And I do think he's trying to clout chase a little bit because I think that Ciara and Russell are kind of up here and he's kind of moved down here. Not that he doesn't have great music, but it seems like he's meddling here. They have not got along for a very long time. So I'm rolling my eyes to that. But yeah, of course, that's going to get under Russell's skin a little bit. I think he probably cares much more about winning in Seattle than he does about future song. And it'll be interesting to see how the 12th man receive him and what they're going to be like. But I'm going to go ahead and ride with this. I'm going to take Russell Wilson. I'm not super high on the Broncos, but I am incredibly low on the Seahawks this year and what they're going to be able to do. So give me the Broncos minus the 6.5.
Do you think they boo Russell or they cheer him?
They cheer, they give him a standing ovation, they tell him how much they love him, and then they cheer really hard against him. I think it's going to be similar to like Tom Brady coming back to New England where they're happy, it's a very emotional moment, and then they get on him and they're like, okay, well now you know what it's like to go against us. So I don't think they're going to be quiet when it comes to him on the offense. So it'll be interesting to see how he does versus, you know, the crowd that helped him win games previously.
Yeah, no, it's the NFL, again, just pulling the strings, right? All about the storylines. So very exciting Yes. Week one matchup.
A lot of storylines, a lot of revenge games in the week one matchups. And I am excited to see this one and to see how Russell Wilson does with those Broncos. And I'm mostly excited as a 49ers fan to see how terrible the Seahawks are going to be this year because they didn't look great in preseason. Okay, let's move on to the Dolphins. Dolphins are 3.5-point favorites versus your Patriots. Ride, pass, or fade? That Tua is going to come out a winner here, minus 3.5 versus the Pats.
This is a hard fade for me. I think this actually breaks a streak of 16 games that the Patriots are favorites over the Dolphins. So it's been a long time since we've been getting points against the Miami Dolphins. People forget Bill Belichick is still the coach of the New England Patriots. He feasts on rookie quarterbacks and rookie coaches. Mac Jones, another year in the league. I think the Patriots win that game outright, and you're telling me I'm getting 3.5. I think this line will actually creep a little higher. So yeah. I'm actually going to wait till closer to game time because everyone is high on this Dolphins bandwagon right now. So I think it could get as high as 4, 4.5. And I love it at that point. I think the Patriots win outright. I will be taking them on the money line. Bill Belichick for all the marbles right now.
Yeah, I'm not fading Bill Belichick on this one. I love Mike McDaniel. Obviously, he comes from the 49ers train. However, I'm not sold on Tua. I'm not believing that he's the most accurate quarterback and that he's going to be so great. It's time for him to put up and shut up. And unfortunately, I think he's going to get shut up this season. So I'm going to take Bill and Mac Jones to keep this a little bit closer. And yeah, I would even sprinkle a little bit on the money line for the Pats to get the win here. I like it. All right, thanks, Kenny, for joining us. This has been Moxie Bets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social at Moxie Bets.